Gentlemen of the jury, you see this man about whom so great an uproar has been made in this town. You have also heard what these worthy gentlemen have witnessed against him. Also, you have heard his reply and confession. It lieth now in your breast to hang him or to save his life. But yet I think it me to bring afresh to your minds the ways of our law. There was an act made in the days of Pharaoh, the great servant to our prince, that lest those of a contrary religion should multiply and grow too strong for him, their males should be thrown into the river. There was also an act made in the days of Nebuchadnezzar the Great, another of his servants, that whoever would not fall down and worship his golden image should be thrown into a fiery furnace. There was also an act made in the days of Darius, that whoso for some time called upon any god but himself should be cast into the lion's den. Now the substance of these laws this rebel has broken, not only in thought, which is against the laws of vanity, but also in word and deed, which must therefore needs be intolerable. Therefore, since he disputeth against our religion, as he hath confessed, he deserveth to die the death.